Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it comes to another major disaster, right? Unfortunately, we read about these things happening in the paper, and you know, it's a big world we live in. There's lots of people, 7 billion or so on the planet. That's a lot of folks, but things happen, and it seems like they happen. Well, it just seems like they happen more often. You know, climate change, natural disasters, of course, the ever-present concern about terrorist attacks. And you wonder, is there anything I can do? What do I need to do to prepare? And so this is a natural thing to be concerned about and to think about. And I wanted to do a program where we talked about this because, you know, it's all well and good to make sure you've got your money invested properly and you've got things where they need to be and you've done a good financial plan. But what is your plan to deal with these types of disasters or catastrophes or things like that? So I've invited a couple of guests on the program. I think you're going to find them very helpful and interesting. And they have written the book, The Survival Medicine Handbook. And our guests today are Dr. Joe Alton and Amy Alton. And they have some aliases that I wanted to mention. Dr. Bones, the disaster doctor, and Nurse Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Happy to be here.
All right. Well, listen, we will dive right in here, and we'll talk about what you're doing. And you guys are medical preparedness experts. What does that mean?
Well, in our situation, we talk and write about situations, about disasters that may occur, either natural or man-made, which could possibly have the potential to cause injuries or illness. And we like to give people as many options as possible and education to allow them to be able to deal with injuries and be able to deal with all the things that may occur if they find themselves in, confronted with a hurricane or confronted with floods or wildfires or pretty much just about any type of disaster. So we write articles that are on first aid, on medical issues, but they have a twist. Every single article that we write and every single book or DVD that we put out assumes that there's no hospital, there's no doctors, that you, the non-medical professional, are now the end of the line with regards to the health of your family because some disaster has happened.
Wow. Okay. Well, that ties into your mission, which I think is really on the point, and that's to place a medically self-reliant caregiver in every family or a mutual assistance group where I guess people, you know, kind of come together to do that before a disaster occurs. So your mission is to really equip people to be able to take care of these things as much as possible on their own.
You're right. We found that in previous disasters, if you take Hurricane Katrina, as an example, in 2005, we lost 1,872 people to the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And many of these people lost their lives because modern medicine just was not able to reach them. There was flooding, there was major damage, and there were people that were injured, people that were sick that simply were not reached. And it's not because the government or the wonderful people that keep us safe, paramedics and doctors and
FEMA and all that,
didn't want to do that. It was simply because they just couldn't reach these people. And so it only makes sense to be more medically self-reliant and to be able to have someone in the family that would be able to deal with these medical issues if they were confronted with an off-the-grid scenario.
That's excellent. That's a good way to put it, because, you know, people, I think, Dr. Allison, people think about, well, if these things happen, you know, you mentioned off the grid, we can go up into the mountains and hide, and we'll have our shotgun and chickens and, you know, our dry supplies and all of these things that we hear talked about. But if you're going to do that, then you need to go all the way, right? You better be prepared to lick your own wounds, so to speak, to be able to take care of yourself and your family and have that self-reliance. And so that's what your handbook's all about, I would imagine.
Well, you can have the beans and you can have the bullets, but it's just not going to work out unless you have the Band-Aids, too. So we talk about what are important medical supplies that would allow you to deal with 90% of the emergencies that you might encounter in an austere environment. And we take you step by step on over 100 different medical topics as to what you can do to either get back to normal or to get them as healthy as they possibly can be.
Excellent, excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, Dr. Alton and Amy, Dr. Bones, a disaster doctor, and Nurse Amy, they are joining us today. Their website is doomandbloom.net, and they've got the book, The Survival Medicine Handbook. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and I want to talk more about some of the basic things you need to do to get healthy now in order to be prepared down the road if there is a disaster. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. This is David Holland. If you're just joining us, Dr. Alton and Amy are on the line with me. They've written the book, The Survival Medicine Handbook, doomandbloom.net. A lot of good information there. And so what, you know, again, there's preparation. There's knowing what to do if you have a situation and how to address some of the medical needs. But, you know, what do they say? Prevention. How's it go, doctor?
Prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
All right. So how do we prepare our bodies and minds today for something that may hopefully never come, but may very well come? What do we do now?
Well, disaster preparedness and medical preparedness both have the word preparedness in it for a reason. To be prepared, you have to have a plan. What is it that you're going to do in a circumstance where you might have to be the medical caregiver in times of trouble? And so you want to have that education, you want to start working on developing those skills, and you want to put together some of the medical supplies that are going to be necessary to handle basic problems in times of trouble. And some of these things can come in very handy. Also, if somebody falls, in normal times, if somebody falls off a ladder on your property or you come across a car accident, I mean, having some of these supplies in your car and your home is really an important, I think, thing for everyone to do. If they did, then we would have a lot of people that would do better than if they just had to wait and laying on the pavement for the ambulance to come.
Yeah, yeah, because that may not always be as quick as we'd like.
Exactly. Sometimes when you need help in seconds, the ambulance will get there in minutes. So this is something that's why it's so important to be self-reliant. And to be self-reliant, one thing that I think is one of the basic things that we really need to do to be successful, even with when everything else fails, is to start off healthy. What you need to do is you need to do these things before a disaster occurs. Get to maintain a normal weight for your height and age. You should eat properly. You should make sure your chronic medical conditions, if you have any, are under control. You should exercise regularly, and you should get rid of those bad habits. And think about if you're a smoker, let's say, think about what that does to your stamina. And what happens if a disaster occurs and you find yourself having to exert yourself physically more than you normally would? You need all the stamina you can get, and you know that smoking is not going to help you do that. And while you have modern technology available to you, I mean, take care of those issues that might make it less likely that you'll survive or do well in a disastrous situation. If you have a bum knee, go ahead and get that same day surgery that will get rid of that faulty cartilage. I personally was blind as a bat early in my life, and so I got the LASIK procedure.
Oh, okay.
And so now I have the eyes of an eagle, a very elderly eagle, but an eagle.
Yeah, because, you know, contact, there may not be enough of a supply, and or glasses can break.
In a true disaster situation, none of these items are going to be manufactured anymore. And so whatever you have with you is what you're going to have for the long term. So that's why it's important to deal with these issues beforehand and get into the best possible shape, either by your own efforts and exercise or by the use of modern technology that we have today, to be in the best possible condition to be able to deal with the future, well, the uncertainty.
It's a grim thing, unfortunately, that we may have to face these things, but being prepared, I mean, that's the key. And you know that you mentioned making sure you have the supplies on hand, and I know your website, the doomandbloom.net, you've got a lot of resources there describing the kinds of things and even make it easy for people to have some, you know, get the things they need through your website. Because we just, you know, out everyday life, we just don't stop and think about these things. But with a little bit of attention, a little bit of extra work, again, what are we working so hard for? What are we making plans for? You know, the old saying that people will spend more time planning their vacation than they will their financial future or their retirement. I guess we will certainly add preparing for disaster to that list.
Sad statement to all three of those, as a matter of fact. I think it's just so important for people to think about what really is a priority in their life. And for a lot of people, you're absolutely right, David. It is the next vacation, but there are a lot of issues that could really be life changes. And if you plan for things properly, you can just make sure that those bumps on the road won't be the end of the road.
We can hope for the best, but we better prepared for the worst, and that's the key. And let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. I want to talk when we come back from the break with Dr. and Amy about the supplies you need, some of the things you need to really have on hand in case something occurs. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Joe Alton and Amy Alton are on the line with us, a.k.a. Dr. Bones, the disaster doctor and nurse. Amy, that's just too funny. I love that. And the website is doomandbloom.net. And I teed it up before the break. What are some of the must-haves? You know, what do you want in your bag if something goes bad? What do you want to be able to have where you may be self-reliant for a period of time?
Well, David, there's so many different issues that you would have to think about. You know, our book is limited to just about 100, but, you know, there are thousands of things you have to consider, and you need to think about who you're going to be taking care of. Is it just you and your wife? Is it children? Do you have an extended family, perhaps neighbors? And what are some of the medical issues that they have to deal with? So you kind of customize, but generally speaking, you're going to want to cover the general issues that could come up within short-term disasters.
Okay.
Let's say the hurricane, of course, because we also live in South Florida, by the way.
Okay. So you know all about our hurricanes.
We sure do. So you need to think about wound care, and this goes anywhere from scratches, which can become serious if you don't, you know, properly wash them and cover them and take care of them, to the major trauma. let's say somebody had a tree fall in the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, they thought they would be, you know, Mr., you know, woodsman and get out there with an axe or a chainsaw they've never turned on. And lo and behold, they have a terrible injury.
Yeah.
So, but the ambulance can't get to you because there's trees all over the place.
Yeah.
And the emergency response is just not there. So you have to think about everything from small wounds to major wounds. You need to think about sprains, strains, fractures. Again, going back to the wounds issue, is if they have serious issues of bleeding, do you know what to do? And do you know the difference between venous, which is a slow bleed, and arterial, which is that pumping red, bright blood that's sort of going, you know, squirt, squirt, squirt.
Nice.
And so having something like blood stoppers or hemostatic agents, which are usually impregnated in gauze, you can put those inside the wound, and it will actually do a very good job. This is what the military uses. That's why these products came to be, is because the soldier that was out in the field may have gotten injured, probably shot, and it would take them a period of time to get back to the, you know, full modern medical facility. So this is something that very quickly helped them, you know, keep the blood in the body, which is your goal, is to not lose, you know, one drop of blood more than you have to. You want to think about respiratory, if we have issues with pandemics or viruses that are spreading rapidly. You want to think about, you know, over-the-counter medications, anywhere from pain relief to diarrheal, intestinal problems, even heartburn, up to, you know, helping break up congestion. So think about your over-the-counters, and don't forget about allergies. Some people will have allergies, and, you know, Benadryl could be a lifesaver.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned the medications, Nurse Amy.
Sure.
One of the obvious questions people would want me to ask you is, what about expirations on either prescription or over-the-counter things?
Well, expiration dates are a completely artificial date that was mandated by the government in 1979. All pharmaceuticals after that point had to place an expiration date on the bottle, and what it actually means is it's the last day that the pharmaceutical company will guarantee 100% potency of the medication.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean that if you take it after that date that you will suddenly grow a third horn in the middle of your forehead or another eye or anything like that. The amazing thing about it is that it's my opinion that expiration, that these medications will last, in many cases, many years beyond their actual expiration date. And why do I think that? The reason why I think that is because FEMA, as you know, is in charge of helping with our emergency response to disasters, and they stockpile millions of doses of various medications, antibiotics, and things like that in warehouses throughout the country. And as these medications became expired, they would get the forklifts out, and they would throw away millions of doses of these medicines. So they finally took a look at it and said, well, this is costing us a lot of money. Maybe we should check this out. And so they actually put together an experiment called the Shelf Life Extension Program. And what they did is they tested medications that were expired anywhere from 2 to 12 years. And the amazing findings were that in almost all cases where the medicine was in pill or tablet or capsule form, that they were 100% potent 2 to 12 years after the expiration date.
Wow.
So
okay.
much so that in the 2009 swine flu epidemic, they actually issued an emergency use authorization for the antiviral drug Tamiflu that extended its expiration date for at least 5 years.
Wow.
Beyond what's on the box.
So if somebody puts these prescriptions and or over-the-counter things away as part of their disaster preparedness, it's not for naught. I mean, these are things that will be able to be used down the road. Let's grab another quick break. We'll come back. Nurse Amy, I'd love to talk about some of the natural products that we may want to consider as well to have on hand. Dr. Alton and Nurse Amy, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78, Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Dr. Joe Alton and Amy Alton, a.k.a. Dr. Bones, the disaster doctor and nurse Amy. I just like to say that. I like that. Doomandbloom.net, and the book is the Survival Medicine Handbook. And I mentioned before the break, Nurse Amy, I know that there are a lot of things that we can be prepared with as well, with natural remedies or medicines, that products that have medical benefits that we might not necessarily think of that should be part of our preparation.
Absolutely. In fact, included in most of my kits is something simple like cayenne pepper powder.
Really?
And yeah, a little bit of that in some raw unprocessed honey, which is, again, in a lot of my medical bags, can make a great antibiotic and antiviral. So a little pinch of cayenne pepper and some raw honey, and it may not taste the greatest, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do at times.
Yeah.
Externally, it has been shown to help with that venous bleeding we're talking about, not the spurting arterial bleed, but, you know, the slower bleed that may not stop with some good pressure. So cayenne pepper powder is a really great thing to have. Most people don't think it's a medical supply, but it is. The raw unprocessed honey is not only great for internal use, however, it is an excellent outside use. When you get the burns and the cuts, the scrapes, even a deeper wound, it acts as an antibacterial and will help treat infections of a wound, but better, it helps prevent them. So instead of putting that Neosporin or that triple antibiotic ointment on a wound or on a burn, you can use raw unprocessed honey. So, you know, most people don't think of raw unprocessed honey as a medical supply, but it certainly is. We do have a lot of essential oils that we recommend. Some simple ones are tea tree, which thankfully in Florida we have a lot of Melaleuca trees. So if you had to, you could make it. But the highest recommendation for essential oils to get them before the amount of plant material that it takes to even produce small amounts of these different essential oils is so vast and would take so much effort. If you're really in a situation where you have to grow food, you're not going to want to spend all your time growing lavender or harvesting tea tree leaves.
True.
You know, it's just not something you're going to want to do. You can grow different medicines. And we have a whole chapter in here. We have a great environment for aloe vera here. Again, excellent for cuts and burns and rashes. The garlic doesn't grow so well in South Florida, but for most everyone else in the country, garlic is easily grown, and also mixed with raw and processed honey can produce an antibacterial property so that you don't have your antibiotics, but nature can bring you something very helpful for your body.
That's excellent. I've got about a minute left. I wanted to ask, you know, because I think there's a question a listener would ask is, well, you know, in a nutshell, you know, the difference between what you've done with your book, The Survival Medicine Handbook, and your typical first aid book, it's obvious you go into a lot more of detail and these other alternative ways and ways to be prepared than just simply administering first aid.
Oh, absolutely. We discussed regarding almost all of the topics that we have in our Survival Medicine Handbook. We discussed the conventional way of dealing with things, the conventional way of dealing with things with limited supplies, and completely alternative ways of dealing with it using herbs and other natural remedies. So this is, I think, the most important thing to do is to use all of the tools in the medical wisdom.
Yeah, not just limited to one side or the other. You're really combining both alternative and herbal remedies as well as the conventional medicine in one book. And I think that's pretty unique. And, you know, because you need to be able to pull all the resources you can and tap into things that maybe you'll be able to access that you might not otherwise. And some of the things you mentioned, Nurse Amy, about the honey and the cayenne pepper and garlic and very interesting stuff. Dr. Joe Alton and Amy Alton and the book, The Survival Medicine Handbook, the website doomandbloom.net, and I've been to the site, lots of good stuff there. Dr. Alton, Amy, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
You're welcome, David. Thank you for inviting us. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.